I'm joined now by Steve Kittrick after Geisley's 2-2 draw with Gloucester here at Warden Road. Steve, 10 men showed great spirit, didn't they, to come back and grab the goal late at the death, didn't they?
Yeah, I think we've played with, I think, 75 minutes with 10 men. We decided what we're going to do at half-time. They changed their shape, played into our hands a little bit, and as you've watched it yourself, I thought we had more of a possession the second half. We knew we'd take risks only playing two in midfield. But we got the chances, keepers made a couple of good saves, and I thought we'd, I've just said to them now, coming here and doing what you've done might win us a league, because it's shown that you're together and you put a really good shift in.
Great spirit. I mean, we were looking very comfortable in the first half when we'd got the goal, looked like we might get the second, but the pivotal moment has to be the sending off, wasn't it, with Wayne Brooksby. What was your view on that?
Well, I think the referee got three things wrong. He got three throw-ins wrong, which were crazy. And we shrugged his shoulders as if to say, well, that's the second one, the third one. He got them totally wrong. And then I think Reece had a little tussle with their seven in midfield. And I think then Wayne got involved in the bottom corner. And then they've both gone up for ball, and he's gone down like he's been shot and rolling about. He got 9.9 foot dive, and Oscar's the next week, I think. So I think he's going over there, and I think he'll get an Oscar for what he did. Their bench didn't help it, and sudden referees. I'm not saying it is that situation, but it's killed us.
And the penalty looks a little controversial to us in the commentary box. Looked like the ball had gone before the connection came with the man.
I think you're totally right, and I've asked him at end of the game exactly what his thoughts were, and he said he took the man out, and I said, well, if he took the man out, you should have sent him off. And he didn't do so. Every picture tells a story. I think Phil Marsh should have had a penalty. I thought Phil did quite well when he come on, and he had an opportunity and played a lot of football, and we took a bit of a gamble, and we went three at back for the last 5 minutes, and Matt's had two touches, and second one he's picked ball out of the back of net, so it looks like a great substitution. But just we've shown some bottle. I've got to say thank you to Josh Wilson. He scores that goal, and he came over and he put his arms around me and said, that's for my dad. So, that choked me a little bit, because, when people do that, it means a lot to me. And he were thinking about something else, but not the football. But that's a top goal, that.
Yeah, it was a wonderful goal, wasn't it, and a great tribute. Tough games to come now. Vauxhall again on Saturday, then Colwyn Bay, and then Worcester. They come thick and fast. Your view coming forward?
I've just said now, we've just got to take every game as it comes, and it's an old cliche, but I think you've got to do that. And Chester will drop points, we'll drop some points. I'm realistic. I didn't think that we'd go through end of the season and win every game. Circumstances has put us in a situation today. But then again, we've worked hard and showed some spirit and realised that, when you go down with 10 men, everybody's put a shift in. And that's good camaraderie and a good dressing room and, just good spirit with the lads. And they're all gutted, because they think, Marshy should have had a penalty. Wally's had a couple off the line. And I've got to say to James Walshaw, James Walshaw's done ever so well today. We did criticise him about a month ago. And I think fetching another quality striker just kicks him up the bum a little bit, and he's got his head around it. And I've said to him, he'll get 20 goals before the end of the season, but he looked his old self today.
Yeah. Well, Steve, thanks very much. A really well earned point tonight.
Right. Thank you very much. Cheers.